Blessed Heavenly Father, we bring to you praises and honor this morning once again for the expression of your love, of your cares, of your mercy. Every one of us as individuals, as a family, thank you for taking us through this past week. Thank you for your intervention in the life of each and every one. Thank you for coming to our help in the time of need. We thank you. Lord, we appreciate you, Lord, for the healings, the deliverances that your word is performing in our lives. Thank you for your grace that has been handed to us on a daily basis to know you better, to so that we can serve you better. And we have come again because you have given us this opportunity, committing ourselves to you, that you will be gracious to us again. Lord, you are full of mercy, you are full of grace, you are full of love. By your love, you correct. Lord Jesus, we are the clay, you are the potter. Master, may you do with us as is pleasing your sight. Our desire is to be like you, and you have prepared your word for to mold us in your fashion, so that, Lord, your purpose can be accomplished in our lives. We thank you. Thank you, Eternal Father, as we commit ourselves to you for the entire services of the day, that you will take preeminence. Every need, O God, physical, spiritual, financial, material, whatsoever, we know your promises are sufficient enough to meet those needs, Lord, and you are more than able to help us. We pray for grace to surrender. Lord, may you inspire us to have faith in your word, in your promises, because it's only by this that we can be partakers of your blessings and of your promises. Grant it, everlasting Father. Have your way, Lord. Let every one of us have a touch of yours today, so that when the services of the day will end, each one will have testimony that I have been in your presence. Because no man can be in your presence and never remain the same. We want to be better. We don't want to be worse. Master, help us and have your way in our life. Take all the glory and honor in Jesus Christ's name. As we ask, Lord, that you will cleanse us from all our sins, that nothing will hinder, Lord, your blessings you have for us today. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Praise be to God. Let us open our Bible to 2 Kings chapter 6. As we continue with our Sunday school lesson, we read from verse 8 to 17. I read. Then the king of Syria war against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such and such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there, not once, not twice. Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria was so troubled for this thing. And he called his servants and said unto them, will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he said, he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And he prayed, and Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. The Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. God bless you. Come, be seated, please. We are grateful to God for the privilege to be in the Sunday school again, looking at the unseen. As we continue with the topic, last Sunday we couldn't hit a point because of how it went. So choosing by sight, or choosing to walk by sight, the prophet said, is robbing our souls of spiritual blessings. And when we walk by sight, we displace God. What does it mean to walk by sight? To walk by sight. As we have rightly said, the prophet told us that walking by sight means living our lives based upon what we see, what we hear, how we feel. Walking by sight is not taking what God says about his word. Walking by sight means living by your idea, living by your opinion, as long as they are contrary to God's word. All God's word. The way it is given, without private interpretation. A man will walk by sight because he has not the revelation of the word that is spoken, even though he hears or she hears it. The prophet said, he that hears my word and believeth on him that sent me has what? Eternal life, and is brought from death unto life. The prophet said, the word he that heareth means he that understandeth. Is that because an adult will hear it too? And they still remain an adult. It doesn't make a difference. A prostitute hears it, still remain a prostitute, a drunkard, a liar, a thief. Crooked person hears it, can quote it. But the revelation of that word, when it is lacking, the individual cannot live by it in every aspect of life. A Christianity is the application of the revealed word in our daily living. That Christianity, the application of the revealed word as it applies to every situation and circumstance of our lives. Instructions given by God's word. How we apply it to our lives is the proof of our being Christians. So when we don't apply the word in every circumstance, then we are walking by sight. And remember, the sight is not giving us to contact God. And God doesn't contact us by that too. He only contacts us by revelation. And that one gives us understanding of God's word. And that's why there will be misbehavior. There will be disorderliness. There will be this, there will be that. It is because that revelation, that understanding is lacking. That somebody will lean on his or her way and do exactly the opposite of what the word of God says. It's because the person hasn't got the revelation. Well, it makes a man
not to appreciate what is God's. What God says, a man that walks by this limited to his sight, that walks by sight, that is limited to the five senses. The prophet said the five senses, the man cannot live above it. A man that has only five senses. Praise be to God. Let me read from Super Sense. From paragraph... okay, let me take it from here. Paragraph 54. Super Sense. It's only some. And we are grateful to God that we have the five senses, but by no means were these five senses given to you to guide you. They were given to you for earthly contact. We have explained the meaning of the earthly contact. With your eyes, you see when you are crossing the road. Vengu is coming on your left, coming on your right. You stop. You wait for the Vengu to pass. The road is free because you can see. So somebody who cannot see with your sight. Is Vengu about to cross? Please let somebody help me. I want to cross. A blind person. The deaf will see. The blind will hear. Everybody has feelings. Taste, smell. Some people cannot smell. The prophet said, then you are not complete. If a sense out of these five senses is not working, then you are not complete. You cannot contact. You cannot fully contact the earthly world. Because if something is, if a mess is somewhere, and the place is working, the place is working, and a big mess is put somewhere, and the stench is coming out, even though the place is clean, and the stench is coming out, it takes somebody that can smell to run away from that place. They tell you that, look, I can't stay here. This place is smelling. The person that cannot smell will tell you that, this place is very clean. It's because it cannot, that sense is not working to contact that atmosphere that you cannot see with the eyes, that cannot hear with the ear, that cannot taste with the mouth, that cannot feel with the skin. But it can only know contact that by smelling. But once that smelling organ is not working, then the person is not complete. So it's somebody who does, it's just like somebody too who doesn't have the sixth sense, which is the faith, which is the Holy Spirit. There is no way he can contact God. If somebody doesn't have the ability to smell, there's no miracle you are going to perform for that person to smell. Say God intervenes. There's no surgical operation. Except God interferes. So now we are using that to tell you that if an atmosphere is clean and there is a mess there and there's a stench coming out from that place, somebody that cannot smell will not know he can see that they are settled and balanced there and bring food and eating. It's a clean atmosphere. But somebody whose sense organ is working, smelling organ is working, he will look at him and say, what? You are eating in this place. I can't even stand it. Leave that place and say, what is it? Leave me alone, John. It's because you cannot contact that atmosphere. So that's the way it is with some. No, just as the man that cannot smell, we argue with the person that can smell and say, this place is smelling. I say, what? It's not smelling. It's okay for me, John. That's why a man that is not filled with the Holy Spirit, we argue with a man that filled with the Holy Spirit. That's how the man that is not filled with the Holy Spirit, we tend to his ways. That's why I cannot obey God's word. They were given to you for earthly contact, the five senses. But they were given you, that was given you, the sixth sense. That sixth sense belongs only to the Christian. And you cannot have this sixth sense until you become a Christian. And you become a Christian by being born again. After repentance, genuine repentance, you are baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then you are filled with the Holy Spirit. Then you become a Christian, born again. It's the only way that you can ever have any more than the five natural senses for the natural person. So the five senses, anyone who is limited to the five senses is a natural being. That's how he's categorized. He's not a spiritual person. Because he cannot, because she cannot contact spiritual things. Just like the person who sense organ, smelling organ is not working and cannot contact the stench within the environment where he or she is. That's why a person that is limited to the five senses cannot contact God. And the only way that you can ever have any more than the five natural senses for the natural man. But six senses is better known to the Christian as what? As faith. It is the only, is the one that governs and guides you, and it is superior to all the other senses. It is a it is superior to all of the senses, the other five senses. It's far superior. That is why the Christian is a supernatural being. It's a spiritual man. Praise be to God. Let me move forward and then we read the book of Hebrews. Now, the sixth sense cannot lie. It's a super sense. And that is what I want to speak about. He cannot lie. The prophet said, the devil can get into your eyes, into your sight. He can get into your feelings. He can get into your smelling. He can get into your hearing. He can get into your taste. The five senses and deceive you. The prophet said, the devil can get in and deceive you. If you are limited to the five senses. Okay, let's look at an example how the devil deceives people. People will hear voices that are not real. People will see illusion to deceive them. And the illusion they will see, they begin to have some feeling that people hate them. Where there's nothing like that. It's the devil getting into their senses to deceive them. So if they are Christian and the devil is coming like that, they will apply the scripture to let the devil, to put the devil where it belongs. Because every Christian faces the battle. The devil tempts the Christian as well. He's not an angel. But the difference between a superficial person, a Christian, and the natural person is because the master of the house is there. When the devil brings his temptation from the outside, not from within, the master of the house resists it. He's able to place the devil where the devil, because he is the father of all spirits. Praise be to God. Now, let's now look at Hebrews chapter 11 as we move forward. Hebrews chapter 11. So, sorry. Where are you? Right here from verse 10. Okay, sorry. Let's read from verse 1 to verse 3. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report by faith. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. That is why science does not believe in the existence of God. Because they are limited to the five senses. And they have refused to accept what God says about it. In the beginning, God created. That's how we got to know that God is the creator of all things. The word of God said it. Tradition doesn't believe the Bible. The tradition says that Ephesus is the origin of the entire heart. Is it true? I'm from the place. I always tell the people, I say, the story we're told is that there is one particular man that they call Obatala who came with a big cock with a little sand in his hand. And he got down to a river full of water. And he has the cock, spread the little water on the spread his sand on the water, and he has the cock to be spread in it and become Ileife. As I place it on the Bible, it's contrary.
It's contrary.
You don't have to be traditional band. It is the word of God that tells us that. Now that denies God being the creator of the earth. Where did you get the sand from? Is it the creator of the sand? Where did you get it come from? Now, that's also contrary to the order of creation. The cock. Where is the cock coming from? The man himself. Where did he come from? You want to call Robert Allah himself. Where did he come from? Because God had finished the organization of the earth, he ordered the earth. First thing, let there be light. After that, then he separated the firmament above and the firmament below. And then the sky stays up there. Then the water here, he gathers it. And then separate the water from the land. The land stays separate. The water stays separate. You have the land, you have the sea. Then you have the sky. Then he began to command fishes in the sea. He began to ask herbs to grow. All sorts of plants. Then he began creating animals that will feed on those things. Before he now created a man. Man is the last creation. Where did the Batala come from? Is it the creator? Tradition, they don't. And if you look at all those things now, and that's science, they have a lot of theories about the creation. There's what they call the Big Bang Theory. That the sun, at the point in time, God burned and he exploded. And it was catastrophic. Scatter everywhere, and that is why the face of the earth was, the way it is. Human beings will use their head. Now that theory came from somebody's idea, from somebody's head. It's somebody that carried that idea that the devil poked it into him, and he got inspiration to spread it out. And the people that have this inspiration, they got it. Scientific explanation of how the earth was created. Abandoning, they just say the Lord about it. And that's why people can't believe God. Praise be to God. We understand that the words were made by God's word. Framed by God's word. That the thing that we now see came from the thing that did not exist. From the spoken word. They weren't existing before. So, now we move to verse 10. Yeah, so we want to let's pick it from verse 8. Sorry, verse 8. I mean, let's pick it from Father Abraham. So by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should afterward receive for an inheritance. I want you to watch the framing of those words. By faith, by the sixth sense, by the ability to see the unseen. Let me hold it there.
We have the title already. Sorry. Looking at the unseen. It is unseen. And we have to look at it. So definitely, it is unseen. You can't see it with your eyes. But you must look at it.
It starts to be by another sense. By another sense beyond the five senses. And so by faith, by the super sense, by the ability to see the unseen. Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, which he didn't see, which physically human being did not see. Okay? Obeyed. He obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. That would be foolish of anybody that is limited to the first sense. You will call the person a mad person. If this person just gathered down and say that, he gathers his fruit and gathered everything and is going, and say, where are you going to say? I don't know where I'm going. You will call everybody around and say, please. You look for doctor immediately. And you let them give him injection to rest. Try to see what you can go to. That's how they were looking at Abraham. Because he has had a voice that was supernatural. That was so real to him that made him to that voice that he had. God said, I was going to give you a land. And that land became real to him. That he had to forsake everything he had and he was going. He was going. Because God showed the first class city to him. He was looking for it.
We are coming there. Let's move on. Maybe we should read more of this so that we can.
So, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. It has to be by the sixth sense.
Okay? Let me read this further as we are continuing here. Paragraph 56 of Super Sense.
Now, the sixth sense cannot lie. So, what the sixth sense tells anybody, and which he told Abraham, was the truth. The prophet said, the things that you cannot see, they are more real than the things that you can see.
In the sermon, Moses, and other sermons like that.
The prophet said, the things you cannot see, the unseen, is more real than the things that you can see. Because the things you see came out from the unseen. They came out from the unseen, according to verse 3 that we are reading in Hebrews. Right? He said, by faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God. So that things which are seen were not made of
things which will appear. In other words, the things that we see now, they were not manufactured.
Because a bonvita is made from cocoa. Are you getting that? Bonvita is made from cocoa. Milk is made from the extracts from the cow or from the goat or from whatever animal they get it from. But this earth came from nothing. It came from nothing. So that's why it's a creation. So a creation is only God that can do it. Every other thing that science is trying to do today, they are manufacturing. They are cloning. Cloning is a mirroring. You mirror like in printing. They can mirror something, and it will look exactly like the original. So they are cloning. They are manufacturing. It's not recreation. They can present a plant that will look like natural, but no life in it. The AI that you see has no soul. It's the engine that is operating by. Take the battery out of it. It's not working. Disconnect a cable from it. That's the end of it. They are all packaged together. And just like calculator is AI. So only is the mini one that calculate the figure you can't think in a few minutes. It give it to you. So, what science is doing, they are just manufacturing. But God creates.
Alright.
So now, the sixth sense cannot lie. It is a super sense, and that is what I want to speak on. Paragraph 57. And the super sense is the only spirit, the faith of God, that dwells in you.
Come to 63. Okay. Now, I will read down from that.
The devil can get into these five senses and lie to you, but he cannot touch that super sense.
You see?
So, the super sense, whatever the super sense, revelation of God, the faith of God given to anybody, is not a lie, is declaring exactly what God is showing to that person. That is far beyond his reach. That comes from God. It's called faith. Faith is that great thing. And the five senses do not control the sixth sense, but the sixth sense controls the five senses. The super sense controls the natural senses.
All right. Come to 63, because that's what I want to really hit here. Paragraph 63.
Now, the prophet said, the sixth sense come for this reason. You come for this reason. Now, sixth sense is the faith, the super sense. The sixth sense come for this reason only. That was to make the five senses in you deny anything that is contrary to God's word. The sixth sense, to make you deny anything that is contrary to God's word. That was why Abraham didn't look back. That's why he could not be persuaded by his relations, by whosoever. That it went forward. Let's move on now. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Of promise. What is a promise? What's a promise? Okay, let me just read this here. A promise. A transaction. Because when we're talking about God's promises, what is a promise from God? It is a transaction between two persons, whereby the first person undertakes in the future to render some service or gift to the second person, or devote something valuable now and here to his use. The promises of healing, the promise of financial blessing, the promise of salvation, the promise of protection, the promise of guidance, and every other thing. One person undertakes to do for the second person. God is the first person that undertakes the promises to make that promise. It's an undertaking. The promises God made in his word is an undertaking of God that he cannot fail. And the prophet told all that God is indebted. God is indebted until he fulfills his word. So the promise, if the person that made promises to us is the creator. He's the one that speaks. He's not a human being that can speak and can change his mind tomorrow.
Praise be to God.
Alright? So he for verse 10 now, for he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. He looked for a city. How?
The unseen.
And that's what 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 says, that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Now that's it come to the heart of man. What God has in store for the people. The promise of God. It's only by revelation that we can see. And when we see it by revelation, it changes everything about us. Our attitude to the service of God will change. Your attitude to God to worship will change. It will change everything about you. When that is revealed to you, when you can see the unseen, then your entire being will change. Because everything in you will line up to the accomplishment of that which is unseen.
Praise be to God.
All right. For I look for a city which has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith, also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. That is God rewriting the story of Sarah. We know it. It's written in Genesis and in Galatians. Abraham also spoke about it. She shall not be here with shock. And several other things that Abraham talked about Sarah. But look at the divine commentary. Sarah, through what? Through faith. Who?
The woman that doubted the promise. That life in Genesis chapter 18 and said that, how is it possible? And the one that gave Agar to her husband, but through this woman, I will get the baby.
But look at what God is writing. Divine commentary. When the blood of Jesus Christ has been shed and an atone for the sins. And the Bible also said that Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Go back to Genesis. You will see where he was asking God. To me, you have not given a child. It's only this, the servant of my house that will be my heir. God said, no. I will give you a child. His name will be Isaac. Divine commentary. When God is in the life of a man, keep your mouth shut. What did I say? When God is in the life of a man, you can condemn the man, God justifies the man. Because he knows his calling in the life of that man. Look at the divine commentary about Sarah. If not for this commentary here, everybody would think Sarah is something else. But Abraham said divine. God rewrote the story. Grace did it. Praise be to God. And that's what God does to every son and every daughter of his. Every son, every daughter. It is because God we have to rewrite our stories. Oh, if not for this time, merciful God. God bless you.
That's the third bell, second bell.
We are grateful to God for the program of redemption. That's better than our heads.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for this opportunity again to come this morning and listen to the sweet story of redemption. Lord, this subject of faith and revelation is one that can never be overemphasized. We are asking for mercy from God. Since your prophecy is a gift of God to his own children, remember every one of us. Lord Jesus, we pray, O God of heaven, you that I open the eye of a man that is blind physically, you are also the only one that can open the eye of the one that is blind spiritually. May you let our eyes be open, that we can see the hidden truths that you have for us in this last day. We want to ask, as we have come to your house today, may none of the blessings elude any of us, Father. Bless this to our heart, Father. Lord, may as the Holy Spirit water it, may it grow from strength to strength. Bless and replenish your servant we have used and lead down the bond of his ministry. As we lead the rest of the service of the end to your hand, that you take the prayer, ministry. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.